It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A new study finds that vitamins are basically useless.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, let's give away $100 to caller 7-509-441-0999. $100 every 30 minutes. We've got a couple more opportunities for you. This one right here, then again at 8:30 and 9 for $100. Caller number 7, that's all you got to do is just be the right caller. 509-441-0999. News brought to you in part by Amco AAMCO. Kevin.
Beautiful. All right, well, this has always been one that has kind of made us scratch our heads. Because 1 week from today is a thing called Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But today is National Stuffing Day.
Yeah,
It's like they... I get maybe they wanted their own day.
Is it because the other one you can't compete with? You can't compete with Thanksgiving? Is that what it is?
You can't, obviously. And so stuffing like wants their own day and they get it today. But they are saying, you know, there's a lot of people who then say, well, I want to try a new type of stuffing and see how it goes. So they'll make it today, see if it's great. Because you don't want to roll out something new for Thanksgiving if you're not sure it's awesome.
I got what you're saying.
A couple of the things that are being searched as different type of stuffings. Pineapple stuffing.
Ooh.
I love pineapple. And I love pineapple on pizza and on with hot things. Like, I get it. But I'm trying to figure out how that would...
how that would...
So what are we saying? It's just the stuffing, but it has chunks of pineapple in it? I might like it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I might like that. They say that's very popular if you're having ham.
I could see that, yeah.
That
if you like
sense.
That combination, yeah. Hold on for a second, Kevin. Hi, Shelby.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Just at work.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going a lot better now.
Yeah. You know, you go to work and all of a sudden you just get an extra $100. It's not terrible.
Right? It makes my Thursday a lot better, too.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's just kind of a fun way to give you $100. So I hope your day is fantastic.
Yes, it is now. It definitely is a lot more.
Yeah, like maybe call back tomorrow around 8 o'clock. We'll see if he can slide you another $100. How about that?
I will keep trying every time you guys say, so hopefully I keep getting in.
Okay, hold on for a second, Shelby. Steve will get all your stuff, okay?
Yeah, where are you getting that extra $100 from?
I don't know. I just realized I said that, and then I'm like, well, it would be neat. I didn't say we would. I said, wouldn't it be great? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Back to you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Stuff it, Kevin.
You stuff it, boy.
You stuff it.
How about croissant stuffing?
Croissant stuffing?
So you put breadcrumbs in stuffing, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I guess instead of that, you replace it with croissants? That does sound good.
I love croissants. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
I could get down with that one.
I feel like at some point, the seasoning and any sort of bread type stuff is going to taste the same? Or no?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, obviously, a croissant's going to be a little different than...
Bagel stuffing?
Sourdough stuffing is very popular as well.
Okay.
Huh. Well, I think we just get regular stuffing. I don't know that we've ever done anything different in my family.
Maybe this is the year.
Might be, Steve.
Live a little, Kevin.
It might be.
Just say, I have a recipe for savory caramelized onion croissant stuffing. Let's go.
Also, they said that there's some unique sides.
You could use $100 for that,
Sides that are being Googled this year.
Okay.
Ramen noodle salad.
Hmm.
That's, you know, I
again, is that non-cooked?
I've had that one.
Non-cooked ramen?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know, though, Jay. Bacon-wrapped green beans. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean.
How long does that take? Yeah. You individually wrap every bean?
Jay, they actually, I looked it up.
Imagine.
Because I wondered. I wondered. I was like.
Santa's elves are busy.
What are we doing with the green beans? They put like a little bundle of green beans and then wrap it. So you're getting a few green beans inside of the wrapped bacon.
Ooh, that sounds even better though than individually wrapped.
Yeah, probably good ratio is what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I've always said the bean to bacon ratio is crucial.
I don't mean to make fun of Nebraska.
Oh, here we go.
But Nebraska, everybody else is like searching all these other things. Like, you know, oh, we would love to try these new. Oh, there was one I just saw. What was it? Broccoli and cauliflower gratin. It looks so good.
Oh, okay.
Because instead of, you know,
instead of potatoes.
Going with the potatoes, you're doing broccoli and cauliflower, make it a little healthier. But then you put all that cheese on it, it does not look
healthy. Cancels out, carry on. Yeah.
Roasted caramelized baby carrots. I mean, there's all these things that people are looking at. And then the folks of Nebraska are simply searching one word.
Corn?
Corn.
God bless them. They're consistent.
Corn.
Yeah.
What are we having for Thanksgiving? Corn.
I'm going to put it in the search bar right now just to see what comes up.
Corn.
Corn. Guess what comes up?
Makes cornbread?
Corn. Oh. Yeah, corn comes up. Okay, yeah. Comes up. Maybe they do corn recipes or something. I mean, okay.
I mean, maybe, but corn recipe it's ideas. Funny. They're not even typing in anything more than just corn.
Corn recipe ideas for Thanksgiving. That was the number three.
See, there's probably a lot of them.
Oh, here's one. Heat corn, put heavy cream on. Okay, that seems like that one's pretty obvious. Skillet corn.
Skillet corn.
Corn. Corn on the cob. Cream cheese corn with green bell peppers, red peppers, and smoked, what?
Okay.
I don't know about
that. They cut it at smoked. I don't know how you keep it lit.
Smoked paprika, for sure.
That's it. You're right. Look at you. And chili powder with cheese. Actually, that actually looks pretty good.
Okay.
Now that I'm looking at it, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. Cream cheese, though, I don't know.
I think that's one of those things where once you cook it, Steve, and you just mix it in, you don't even know.
Oh, could be. All right. Well, then maybe.
Yeah. Corn recipes, everybody. Enjoy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, she started it. She made like...
what is this? This first grade?
Yeah, well, she started it.
She did.
Kevin James.
She did, Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
All right, well... You walk into a restaurant and you just see something, or you sit down at the restaurant and you see some things and you go, you know what? We're not eating here. And you're going to walk out. I don't know that I've ever officially done that. Have you ever done that, Jim?
Boy, I don't think I've walked out. Before I ate, you know what I mean? Where I see it as I walk in and go, oh, no, nope, not doing
we're
it.
We're done.
Nope. I think the worst one was I saw like bugs crawling up the wall in an outdoor eating setting in New Orleans. And I was like, are those like cockroaches climbing up the wall? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. I go, well, that's disgusting. And they're like, yeah, well, you're eating outside in New Orleans. Every place you eat outside in New Orleans has that. And I thought, well, that's terrible.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
No, it didn't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I remember what the guy said, too, Kevin. He goes, well, it's not like they're going to eat your food. And I thought.
Well, that wasn't what I was worried about.
No. It was not.
Yeah. It was them being in the kitchen.
Yes,
and,
that's more that.
On food.
Yeah, it was more that than anything.
They probably go to the bathroom at some point.
I feel like they do.
Where's that at?
In the gumbo. Ooh.
All right. Well, people say things that will turn them off enough that they will leave a restaurant. And I will just add that maybe it's you never come back to that restaurant.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Okay. Blaringly loud music and strange lighting.
Okay.
Yeah. That's annoying.
That's kind of fair. Yeah.
That is annoying. You run into the bathroom to wash your hands, and there's no soap in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
And no hint that it maybe just ran out.
Like, it's been a minute.
Right.
There's not even any paper towels, because people are like, oh.
It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah.
The cook walks out of the bathroom with an apron on. Now, he might be washing his hands, whatever, but he's got his apron on.
Oh, yeah, I could see that one. I mean, I don't think I ever have, but I don't really want to either.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wiping his hands on his apron as he walks out.
No, those are all pretty gross. Then there's other things like this. where the menu is just so massive that you're like, this is ridiculous. We're never going to be able to make a decision. Or no prices on the menu.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've really run across that one. But, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever had a restaurant where they didn't have the prices listed.
I guess because usually I eat where places where they have the menu on the wall with the prices. So maybe that's.
You mean McDonald's? Jay, your cockroaches make the list.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they say flies buzzing around a table.
Oh, man.
Or the worst sight of all, a cockroach.
Yeah, yeah, that was a weird one.
Some other ones that aren't, you know, the gross ones would be TVs playing the news, especially anything politically related.
Well, especially if the volume's, like, loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that being annoying.
Volume at 90.
Right, I don't need that.
That is no fun.
That's no bueno.
No, thank you.
Uh-uh.
How about when you walk in and the workers look at you and you can see their body language is that of, oh, God.
I thought no one was going to come in tonight. We weren't going to have to work. Dang it.
Or you look back there and, you know, you've maybe already had some service, but you could use some more and you see them just sitting back there.
Not caring.
Oh, that's bad.
There's like four of them just talking and nobody wants to wait on you.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. Well, you try. I want to be patient and nice to people, but it's like, I've had it before where you'll see two coworkers deep into a conversation about a boyfriend or whatever, and they're deep into it, and you're kind of thinking, hey, guys, I can see that you're standing there talking about something that has nothing to do with work, and in the meantime, my water has been empty for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially once you're already into your meal.
Yeah.
And you need something else.
Right.
Like you said, a drink or whatever it might be.
If you want to invite me in on the conversation,
you're
refill
in.
Refill my water and let me get in on that conversation, I'm in, baby. You know I am.
You should just yell, hey, what are we talking about? I'd love to join in. And when you come over to tell me, would you bring a pitcher of water?
And the final thing that they say will make people get up and just leave a restaurant, children screaming or running around.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never left because of that.
No.
I mean, I could see if it was like super bad or you know, just so excessive.
Sure.
You might not enjoy it, but.
I usually just am more amazed at a situation like that, right? Where you're just like, wow. They really are not going to
care.
Say anything to that kid, are they?
All right.
Huh.
You gotta have your mindset it's an entertainment portion of the night.
Yeah.
Intermission.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, in this a booth with another family. They should say something.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
Right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You got stopped because of the spam?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
We both got all of our stuff taken apart. Mine was only because of equipment.
Well, yeah.
Calling
it
back.
That one I get.
Kevin James.
Yeah, but Steve, guys, pulling the spam out. Oh, that's a new one.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Hi, Patty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'll say. I mean, already... Because you were the seventh caller already, and we're giving away $100 every half hour this morning until 9 o'clock, you've already won
$100.
Dang. Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, thank you. No matter how you do with Beat the Show, you're already $100 richer, so congrats on that. Now we're going to see if we can add a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. And all you have to do is play a little trivia game against one of us. The category is television. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I will challenge you.
All right. I'll see you in about a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty, Patty. Question one. Actor Kevin James played Doug Heffernan on what TV show?
Queens.
Who played Michael Bluth on Arrested Development?
I don't know.
What was Bryan Cranston's character on Breaking Bad? Or who? What was his name?
Breaking Bad? No, don't know.
What song played at the very end of Sopranos?
Don't know.
Who created the Law & Order franchise?
Have no idea.
His name's at the end of the show? No? Okay. Mike Hannigan, who was a recurring guest star on Friends, was played by what actor who doesn't really age? He looks very young.
I don't know.
Okay, and what network was Game of Thrones on?
Netflix?
No. And we're out of time, but you did get through all the questions, I think, right, Steve? Was that seven?
Yep, that was all seven.
You know what? You have $100.
Oh, sweet.
That part's pretty cool, but now we have to sit back and listen to see how Jay does with these questions and see if you can squeak out a win.
Do I also have $100?
No, you do not.
All right, fine.
But you do get these questions.
Be that as it may, I'll continue to play. Oh, a rhyme!
Yeah.
I get something nice for that? Work. Thanks, bud.
I'll give you a thumbs up.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Jay, here we go. Actor Kevin James played Doug Heffernan on what TV show?
True. King of Queens.
Who played Michael Bluth on Arrested Development?
Oh, pass.
What was Bryan Cranston's character's name on Breaking Bad?
Walter White.
What song played at the very end of Sopranos?
I don't know. Pass.
Who created the Law & Order franchise? His name's at
the Is that Dick Wolf?
Mike Hannigan, who was a recurring guest star on Friends, was played by what actor who doesn't seem to age?
Oh.
He looks very young.
That's Phoebe's boyfriend. That would make him Paul Rudd.
What network was Game of Thrones on?
Don't know, so I'll say HBO.
You do know.
Oh,
and,
do I?
thank
you, Kevin.
What did we miss? Do we have time?
It won't matter because none of the other ones I knew. I wouldn't even be able to guess. So
all right, well,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, the ones you passed on, there was no.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I don't have it.
Wasn't that? Well, although the one I might have been able to think of for Arrested Development.
Yeah, you probably could have guessed that one. Mm.
All good.
But you didn't.
I'll stand by what I did.
Sorry, we're out of time, Jay.
Already?
Let's see how the outcome will be today.
Okay.
Actor Kevin James played Doug Heffernan on what TV show?
By the way, when you said duck there accidentally, that was funny when Lainey won last night. And she's like, I just want to thank my parents who are here somewhere. And thanks to you, Duck. And it's just so funny because, you know.
You know, the man's name is Duck.
It just seems weird when you say it that in an acceptance speech like that. Anyway, back to you, Steve.
The answer is King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Jay, you got that right. And you know what? I'm going to say it was right enough. She said Queens.
Oh, Patty said Queens. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you got the borough right.
Yeah, I think that counts.
Sure,
or at least 0.75.
I don't mind it.
Or one.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Who played Michael Bluth on Arrested Development?
Yeah.
I would say I'd guess Jason Bateman. I can't 100% remember if that was his character.
Yep, that would be correct.
Okay. Oh, nice. Jason Bateman. Dang it.
What was Bryan Cranston's character's name on Breaking Bad? Looking for Walter White on that one.
Let's go.
Only Jay got that one, so now Jay is ahead 2-1.
Oh, sorry, Patty.
Question number 4.
Still got $100. Every time she gets one wrong, I'm going to say she still has $100.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
2-1.
What song played at the very end of Sopranos?
I feel like I probably should have known that.
Yeah, do you remember that? It was a whole thing.
I didn't watch any of that, so I don't know the Sopranos at all, but I feel like that's like a trivia question that should be known.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Journey song?
It is. It is.
Oh, no.
Is it Don't Stop Believin'?
It is.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Again, never watched the show, but Jay, that's one of those weird things that you hear once and then you go, oh, yeah.
I never heard that. I'll never forget it again until next time I'm asked.
Yeah. Who created the Law & Order franchise?
I mean, if I'm right, he also created everything.
Pretty much, yeah. Dick Wolf. Yeah,
you see it all the time if you watch any of those shows. And I have said to my wife, is there anything that guy didn't create? Because every show I feel like we watch, his name comes up at the end.
Who's the other person? Is it Jerry Bruckheimer? Is that right?
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, he's done a lot of movies and stuff.
Yeah. So
yeah, Dick Wolf is, it is funny because it's just always, they it right on the screen with nothing else.
Yeah, that's right. It's always the last Dick thing Wolf. Up there. Just poof. Yeah.
Yeah. He must be.
Also, there's 50 million Law and Order, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, he's rolling in hundreds.
I would imagine.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. What's our score,
Kevin?
3-1. 3-1. Let's go.
Mike Hannigan, who was a recurring guest star in Friends, was played by what actor who really doesn't seem to age?
Yeah, I didn't know what the didn't seem to age thing. I didn't know if that was a clue or something.
It was a clue.
Threw me off for a second.
Sorry.
And then I had to work my way through it.
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
4-1.
He's great as Phoebe's boyfriend, by the way.
Yes. I think that, didn't they get married in the show?
I think they did at the end. Yes, yeah. That's correct. Right before the end.
Yeah.
Good job, Steve.
He was on for quite a while.
He was.
Recurring. What network was Game of Thrones on? Looking for HBO.
I mean, that was a flat-out guess by me.
Did you get that? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you guessed the right one. Yeah. To make it 5-1, but she has $100.
That's right. That's always going to be a win.
You lose.
I know. Yeah. You're right. Patty, congratulations. You have $100. We're also going to let you choose a number so someone, or even you, can win $25 worth of Indaba coffee roasters. What number would you like it to be?
8.
All right, 8 it is. Patty, hold on for a second. I've got to make sure we get all of your information for that $100. And then somebody, maybe Patty, could call back and be caller 8. 509-441-0999 for Indaba Coffee Roasters.
The Big 999 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can't remember the name of the play.
It was your
it
line.
It Runs in the Family, I believe, was the name of the play.
Okie dokie.
And I played the part of...
Kevin James.
Sporty Dan, your top 40 man, coming to you live from the stadium where the Northview Nomads are taking on the... I can't remember all my lines.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Some things never change.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
In 12 minutes, we'll give away $100. Stat time, Kevin.
Wow.
Uh-oh, you
excuse
all right?
Me. Oh, more calm. Money, calm more down. Problems.
Calm down.
What the That's heck? True. If we give you $100, you're not going to have problems.
I don't think you have more problems.
Well, I've always heard that saying, yeah. You know, more money, more problems. I'm like, well, I'd like to find out those problems.
I'm willing to risk it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks, Tone.
Well, according to this, 72% of people say they instantly judge you by a sticker, sign, whatever it is you want to call it, that is on your car.
What percent?
72.
That's a lie.
You think it's 100?
Well, 100, yeah. How do you not? I mean, you've put that on your car. That takes some effort. You obviously have that belief. You're going to be a little, you know, I mean, even if it's funny, you're judging them as saying, oh, hey,
yeah.
Good sense of humor.
Right. You might go, yeah, the judging doesn't have to be negative, I guess.
No, that's, absolutely
and
not.
That's maybe what the other 28% thought.
They might have been thinking
I don't think anything negative about people. Good for them.
Right. But you do learn something about them.
Yeah. And then I always feel bad for somebody who has the sticker that isn't theirs, and they're driving the car, you know, and it's
right.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Or the, you know, it's a long-standing joke between some guys to do these stickers to each other, where they'll go out and they'll put, was it, George Clooney did it to Brad Pitt once. And I'm trying to remember what it said. Oh, I remember what it said. They'd been doing pranks back and forth, and he went out and put a sticker on Brad Pitt's car that said, like, kill the police. Or,
oh, no.
Or blank the police.
Oh,
I think it was blank the police.
Goodness.
And he put that on his car. Which George Clooney thought was the funniest thing in the world, that Brad Pitt is driving around with that sticker on his car.
No.
They went back and forth for a long time. Now, I know people who have done the, you know, not that extreme.
Yeah.
But
Do you have anything on your car?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No.
Steve, anything on your car?
Oh, no, I can't mess with that. It ruins it.
It ruins your car?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. I'm trying to think. I'm driving my junker today. It says work hard on there. I think that's...
It says work hard?
Yeah, it does.
Like on a sticker somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think it might say work hard, play hard. now that I've said it out loud.
That makes more sense.
And then, of course, on my truck, you know, it's got the American flag window sticker, a Vikings, Minnesota Vikings window sticker, and a little E.
Little E.
Little E window
yes,
sticker.
Yes, little Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Old school, too, with just the 8.
It is. Yeah, Jay, your car, and it looks good on your truck. The way you have them placed, it's just perfect.
I got to get, but if I get a new vehicle, I've been thinking about getting a new truck. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you told me that in 2018.
Okay.
And then 2019 and 2020 and 21, 22, 23.
I apologize,
but
Kevin.
Now are you thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just now started thinking about it.
Just thinking about just it for real.
But yeah, I've also thought out, this is how serious I am. I thought, man, if I get a different vehicle, probably used, but if I do get a used truck, I've got to get my window sticker game ready to go. I mean, I've got to think it out.
That's true.
And I've been like paying attention sort of to other people when I drive by. I'll be like, yep, that's the one I need right there. And I always want to kind of just roll my window to go, hey, I love that. Where'd you get that? And then I realize the answer is going to be the same every time. Internet.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
well,
it's kind of a dumb question. Where'd you get that? Well, where do you think I got it?
I got stickers on the internet.
I went to the mall. There was a kiosk. Where do you think I got it?
Yeah, and maybe you would find that. But, Jay, yeah, good point. Where'd you get that sticker?
Well, first of all, they probably don't know. And if they don't know, they're going to answer the same as if they do. Internet.
Right.
You should try it.
It was on it when I bought it.
That's possible, too.
There's always that one.
The one that that used to stick out all the time, and I don't know what actually happened to it, and that's an actual honest answer, was when my wife had on the driver's window of the old car. We have a Tahoe now. We had a Yukon before. On the Yukon, she had a window that said a window sticker that said Husker Girl. And so, like, I would do that, Kevin, where I'd be driving.
Husker Girl.
And then people would pull up because there was also, she had Husker stuff all over.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so in the back, it would say something about, you know, Corn Huskers for Life or Husker for Life, whatever it said. So then people would go, oh, you know, either they have some sort of connection or whatever it was. Then they'd pull up and, you know, they always would be looking in the driver's window.
Yeah, they want to be friends with you because you're a Husker.
And there I was, Husker Girl.
A little Husker Girl.
Yeah.
Is that when you just point at the wedding ring and be like, I'm married?
Well, I rarely drove it by myself for a reason.
Yeah, I'm married into it.
I would lean back like,
It's hers.
And then people
Husker Girl.
People would laugh and go, yeah, right.